Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you stayed with me too, because we got our good buddy Steve Moore back with us. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, he'll remember, but we're about to celebrate Steve's 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Steve is currently a senior economics writer for the Wall Street Journal, my favorite newspaper, the best newspaper on the planet. Many of you see him, his handsome face, all over television quite often. He also is the author, co-author, along with Arthur Laffer and Peter Tanous, of the outstanding new book, The End of Prosperity. And he's our good friend Steve Moore. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Has it really been 10 years?
Yes, yes. It's June of 99. So you're now working on your 11th year with us. How about that? It's like a dream come true, isn't it, Steve?
Well, it's amazing. You've had quite a string. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, we're working on our 12th year. We got our 12th anniversary will be in November, and you were here not too long after we started. So thank you for your steadfast support of all that we do. And of course, folks, Steve has been one of the great stalwarts and champions for small business issues always, and continues to do so. Steve, one of the things I want to make a quick little report here on something that's going to happen this week and get you to weigh in on it. One of the things that's going to happen, I think on Friday, the minimum wage is going to make its last lurch to its the new high that has been approved. From, I think it's currently $6.55 an hour, on Friday it's going to go to $7.25 minimum wage. How do you think?
Oh, well, this is a disaster. I mean, this is a horrible time to be raising the minimum wage. You know, my view is that raising the minimum wage when you have high employment and a low unemployment rate is not a very smart thing to do, but it doesn't cost a lot of jobs when you have low unemployment. But it is absolutely a disaster when you have 10% unemployment,
mm-hmm.
because it's what it's going to do. I mean, you know, small businesses are the ones who are affected by this, and they don't have big profit margins right now. This is my whole problem with what we're doing. You know, we're going to talk about this morning. We are treating small businesses like they are ATM machines.
Yeah.
You know, and it goes throughout everything we're doing, the energy taxes, the small business tax, and the health care bill, the minimum wage. We're treating small businesses like they're social welfare agencies. They're not. They're in business to make money. They're not making a lot of money right now because the economy is so tough. You're gonna throw a lot of people out of work if you put these policies in place.
So basically what's happened, folks, and you see why we love Steve, because he's as passionate about this issue as you and I are. Basically what we've got here, Steve, is a 45, 20, 60, 70 cent tax,
yep.
per hour,
yep.
per employee,
yep.
To minimum wage.
Yeah, these are low skilled workers we're talking
and
about.
This,
right?
And this is on every small business.
Yep.
And that, which is basically nothing less than a tax. And here's the point to remember, folks. This increase in your expenses didn't create one extra turn of the screw. Not one unit of productivity did it create. But it's all government fiat.
Exactly. You know, and we know from the history of the minimum wage that every time the minimum wage goes up, the unemployment rate goes up. Especially, by the way, Jim, for teenagers. You
right.
know, like I have two teenage boys.
Yeah.
You know, they're having a hard time finding that summer job. As hard as it is now, it's going to be a lot harder in 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
when the minimum wage goes up to $7.25. So, you know, by some estimates, this will put about 300,000 to 500,000 more, workers
mm-hmm.
In the unemployment line.
Well, that's exactly right. And here's the thing: at this, another critical timing point here to make, Steve. As small business owners have, and not only small business owners, but a lot of larger companies, as they're in the process of redefining how they want to go forward into the what I'm calling the new era of the marketplace, which is going to happen after this year, they're going to be saying, okay, who do I want to take forward, or what do I want to take forward? Do I have an opportunity to add technology and eliminate a minimum wage employee or six or whatever? And so they're making those decisions even as we speak. And when this minimum wage increase hits their desk, it's going to push them over the top to where they'll say, you know what? I'm either going to automate or I'm going to cut back because I can't keep fighting this minimum wage tax.
That's right. You know, and Jim, the other important part about this, I mean, I look back as so many other people do it. You know, the first job, you remember your first job, Jim?
I sure do.
And I do mine, too. I worked in a factory, you know, and I feel like looking back on that, I should have probably played the employer, you know, other than him paying me.
Good,
because
well said.
The training.
You weren't worth $7.25 in those days, were you? I wasn't either. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. And when I was that old, minimum wage was 90 cents an hour, I think, or something like that. 20 till. Right back with Steve Moore after these messages. More to come. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we built it just for you. I hope you'll take advantage of all the stuff that we have there. Articles, archives, the hundreds of thousands, actually, of articles, thousands of Brain Trust archives, hundreds of Brain Trust members, about 1,500 members of the largest community of small business experts on the planet, our Brain Trust, which Steve Moore is a decade-long member of, more than a decade now, and Steve's with us. Oh, by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. And Steve Moore is with the Wall Street Journal. He's economic editor at the Wall Street Journal's editorial page. My favorite, the three most important pages of journalism, or any kind of pages or whatever of journalism on the planet, Steve, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, thank you, Jim. I agree. And, you know, people just read those three editorials every morning. They have a good understanding of what's going wrong in Washington.
I really do read that. I do this, folks. I read that paper and every day, and I read those three, the back three op-ed pages, and I know you guys, you know, we're kindred spirits, but folks, there's those three pages are not just not just about capitalism, the wonders of capitalism and free trade and free market principles, which I'm a strong believer in, but there's a lot of equity on those pages. I mean, you guys cover both sides pretty darn well. And you call a spade a spade. If somebody that might ordinarily be on your side doesn't do something wrong, you guys call them on it. And I always sit there and read those things, wishing everybody could read these three pages. I think we'd have a better America if they did.
I agree.
Steve, we're talking about folks. We're talking with Steve about the some of the things that are happening that are going to hurt small businesses, like the increase in minimum wage. We were just talking about Steve, the president's proposals for cap and trade for health care, the support for those are starting to erode, and they're not looking as automatic as they once were. And there are reasons for that. It's part of it is because people are starting to see, they're starting to pay attention, I think, to some of the nuts and bolts of these proposals. But one of the big elements that you've been covering a lot lately is the cost of these things, the sheer cost, and they're trying to find out how to pay for them. And when they come up with ideas on how to pay for them, they're not very pretty, are they?
No, you know, the reason I wanted to come on your show today, Jim, is that I think the next 8 to 10 weeks are going to be absolutely critical for the future of our country, our freedoms, and our ability to have an entrepreneurial small business economy.
Yeah.
And I'm not engaging in hyperbole here. I really believe this, Jim. I mean,
I agree
we
with
have
you.
Two of the worst pieces of legislation that I've seen in the 30 years I've been in Washington, the two that you just mentioned, the cap and trade energy tax, which would make put every business in America at a huge international disadvantage.
It's also officially the Waxman-Markey bill.
Yes, that bill is extraordinarily dangerous. And the air conditioner unit in your in your business, you'd have to get an EPA permit. They'll regulate the thermostat, and of course, it's just a major tax on everything that you produce.
Yeah.
Now, but that's actually that one isn't even as big a threat as this health care bill, which. You know, I started out this conversation by saying that what Congress wants to do is make small businesses the ATM machine for all their social engineering.
Right.
And that's exactly, I mean, I'm aghast at what they have done in the health care bill. And let me just explain this to your listeners, Jim, because it's important. There are two separate taxes in that health care bill that impact small businesses. The first is, hold on to your hats, folks, an 8% payroll tax. On every employee, if you have more than 25 workers and you don't provide health care for them, 8% payroll tax. That's an over 50% payroll increase.
On the top of your 7.65 that you're already paying.
Right. And then, of course, the employee pays 7%. So if you look at it just from the employer standpoint, it's 100% increase in the tax. Now,
which is already tough enough. For small business owners to make every month.
And so that's one thing. And then the second thing is for successful small businesses that have earnings over $250,000 a year, there's a 5% income tax surcharge. So when you combine with that the repeal of the Bush tax cuts, and by the way, this would apply to capital gains, which is how a lot of small businesses get their initial capital to start up.
Right.
You're talking about a major whack at the profits of small businesses.
Well, this sounds like Europe. What you just described sounds like Europe.
Yeah, we would have higher tax rates in the United States on small businesses than Sweden and France do. I mean, this is craziness.
I interviewed Swedish small business owners when I was there a few years ago, and I asked them to start listing for me the kinds and the number of taxes that they had to pay. And I just made a list, and I wrote an article about that. It's on my website. But Steve, what you just described, the elements and the amounts, remind me of some of the things that they told me they were paying above and beyond what we pay here in America.
But you know what's interesting is that Sweden, I mean, just to use Sweden as an example, they're starting to understand that those taxes are just suffocating their businesses.
Right.
So they're actually starting to cut back a little bit on those taxes. We're moving to the Sweden model.
That's right.
You know, and we have been, look, they're one of the reasons America is such an incredible economic success and we're such a prosperous nation is that we have such a vibrant small business entrepreneurial economy. That's not going to work if you smother these businesses with higher taxes.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I've got another little tidbit. When I was back up in that area, in the Scandinavian area a couple of years ago, I learned about a Swedish survey where they interviewed Swedes and they said, what are your top three preferable professional goals? And the number one goal would be to be employed. The number three goal would be to own a business. The number two goal in Sweden, the second most important thing for a Swede would be to be unemployed. They would make more money if they were unemployed than if they owned their own business. Quick break, right back with Steve Moore after these messages. 10 till, ladies and gentlemen, we don't need to be heading towards what Sweden has. They don't want it. We don't need to eat. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Steve Moore. Steve is the co-author of The End of Prosperity, and he is also senior economics writer for the Wall Street Journal for their editorial pages. Many of you will see him on television. Steve, you're going to be, what's your television rotation this week? Steve, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, Steve, where are you going to be on television this week?
I'll be on Fox News tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern time. And then I'll probably be doing Larry Kudlow's show.
You're on Kudlow quite a bit, I think.
Uh-huh.
And so that's on CNBC, so check him out, folks. You know, Steve, we're talking earlier about the tax implications of the health care bill. And when we talked about a minute ago about the cap and trade bill that's also being proposed, but seems to have less life than it did at one time. You know, we did talk a little bit about the relative merits or demerits, as far as I'm concerned, of that bill. But the health care bill, you know, you just talked about the cost of paying for it. But we didn't even mention the fact that the proposal that's in the House and in the Senate right now is bad legislation. It's gonna head us in the direction of the government taking over our health care system.
Yeah, and that's 14% of our economy. So that's a huge lurch towards socialism. And for those of your listeners who've been ever been involved in the British or Canadian health care system, they know it's not a very good system in terms of if you ever get sick and really need quality care. So, you know, but what really concerns me, though, is how paying for this by putting it on the backs of small businesses is just going to destroy jobs, and it's going to destroy the entrepreneurship that has made this country such an economically dynamic place. And this is the time for people to really issue their complaints to members of Congress. I mean, they are listening to people right now, and they're hearing the feedback.
And evidence of that are some of the recent polls that have been taken on the increase. I saw something recently, the decrease in popularity and the increase of unpopularity of these bills increased by like 20-something%.
Yeah, I think it's increasing every day. You know, the reason they're trying to speed both of these bills, the cap and tax bill and the health care bill, through Congress is they want to get them through Congress before anybody can read them. And by the way, not even the what's so outrageous is not even the members of Congress read these bills that they're voting on.
Well, there's one of the bills, and I forget which one of these two bills was pushed through so quickly, the opposition, the other people on the other side of the aisle, didn't even have time to read it.
That's right. There have been three bills already this year that have been over 1,000 pages. Remember the stimulus plan, the budget, and now the cap and trade legislation. And I would wager to bet, Jim, that 95% of the members of the House of Representatives who are sworn to uphold the Constitution, how can they do that if they're not reading the bills they're voting?
Of course, this is not that unusual. I mean, they do this all the time. But these two pieces of legislation...
What do we pay these people for? It's inexcusable.
They ought to have to take a test to get their money, shouldn't they?
Exactly.
Well, and the thing about it is, these are two bills, the cap and trade bill, the Waxman-Markey bill, and this health care reform, so-called reform bill. These are two bills that are going to, as you said in the outset, Steve, they're going to potentially set our, if passed, they will set our nation on a path that, in my opinion, will be a very destructive path, and we should be taking these two bills very seriously.
Yeah, I mean, my fear is, will you pass these two bills, and our small businessmen and women who make this economy run are going to go on strike.
Well, and you know, I just had someone on the show in the previous days. I guess it was Monday. I had my friend Leslie Kossoff on from Paris. She's an American living in Paris, talking about how difficult it is for someone to start a small business in Europe.
Yep.
And it's part of it is because of the regulations that they've imposed on them, to all the hoops that they have to jump through to get a bank account, to they hire employees, all the commitments that they have to make. And it makes people, not only is it hard to start a small business, it makes people not want to do it.
It's getting that way in the United States. We have to nurture and reward and encourage our small businesses, and we're doing just the opposite. That's why, you know, your show is so important, Jim, because it's one of the few shows that openly advocates for the small business entrepreneur.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Stephen. That's exactly right. But here's the thing. The irony is, in Europe, they don't even want this. They don't even want what they got.
Oh, they're turning away from it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the irony. These countries are adopting Reaganomics.
Yes.
They're cutting their tax rates to be more competitive. Jim, we're virtually the only country in the world that's raising our tax rates right now.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
It's a path to destruction, I'm afraid. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Thanks for keeping up the good work and for working hard for small business. See you
great
next
to
time.
Be with you. See
Steve
ya.
Moore, ladies and gentlemen, with the Wall Street Journal. Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.